Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing our long vowel sounds. I can't wait. But before we start, I need to remind you that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It's okay because you can always finish writing or coloring something at the end. So let's begin. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your page. Remember to write neatly so we know who did all the work. When you have finished writing your name, go ahead and put your pencil down because you know we're going to what? Yes, we're going to color first. Boys and girls, like I said, we are going to review our long vowel sounds. So remember, long vowels say their name. So long A says A, long E says E, long I says I, you get it. Long O says O, and long U says U, and it can also say ooh, 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 like the monkey. So let's start. I'm going to sound something out for you at the top of your page. I want you to look for it and tell me what it is. Here we go. Rice. Do you see the box of rice on the table? Let's color the bowl of rice. Let's color that blue. Find some kind of a blue crayon and color the bowl of rice blue. When I sound out rice, you tell me which long vowel it has. R-I-S. Do you hear it? R-I-S. Yes. It has the long I sound. You can hear me say I, or eyes. So it has the long I sound. And we are coloring the bowl of rice with the long I sound blue. Okay, I'm almost finished coloring my blue bowl. Take three more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Let's color the rice yellow. Inside the bowl, let's color the rice yellow. Find some kind of a yellow crayon and color the rice yellow. Now, if I have rice and I change the r to mm, what word would I have? Instead of rice, I would have mice. Yes, you got it. Okay, I have yellow rice. Now let's color those chopsticks brown. Color the chopsticks brown. What would I have? What word would I have if I took the r in rice and changed it to n? Instead of rice, I would have nice. Rice, mice, nice. It all rhymes. Yes, I love it. Now, mice in my rice would not be nice. Oh, no. No, no, no. Now, let's color the box of rice, the whole box, orange. Find some kind of orange crayon and color the whole box orange. All right, so mice in my rice would not be nice. Ooh, yucky. Yuck, yuck, yuck. So nice and rice and mice all rhyme. They all have three sounds that we can hear. R-I-S. It has three sounds. M-I-S has three sounds. And N-I-S has three sounds. But since this is a review, you should know if we were to write all of those words or read those words, there would be a fourth letter at the end that is silent. Sometimes it's called bossy. Sometimes it's called magical. Sometimes it's called super. But it's all the same letter. What letter is it at the end? Yes, E. E. You can't hear it, but it's there. All right. I have I almost said brown. I have an orange box of rice. It does not have any mice. Take three more seconds and then put your orange crayon down. 3, 2, and... And one. Okay, boys and girls, let's find a new picture. Ready? Robe. 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 Do you see the boy wearing his robe? Let's color his comfy, cozy robe red. Find some kind of a red crayon and color his robe red. When I sound out robe, you tell me which long vowel sound it has. Ready? R-O-B-E. R-O-B-E. It has the long O sound. You can hear me when I say it. R-O. There it is. R-O-B-E. Robe has the long O sound. Now, it only has those three sounds. R-O-B-E. But there's a fourth letter when we read it or when we write it. What is it? Yes, it's E. You know it. So robe, if I were to take the R in robe and change it to the L sound, instead of robe, I would have O. Lobe. Boys and girls, we all have an ear lobe. Yes, robe and lobe. You can put an earring in your ear lobe if you have your ears pierced. I used to have my ears pierced, and then I stopped wearing earrings, and now I don't think there's a hole in my lobe anymore. Nope. Oh, hey, hole has the long O also. Oh, I think my hole's closed up. I haven't worn earrings in so long. I think the hole in my ear lobe closed up, but that's okay. It's okay that I can't wear earrings because guess what I can wear? A robe. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Mrs. Oldham can wear a comfy, cozy robe. And you know what? I might be wearing a robe right now and you don't even know. That's the beauty of just listening to my voice instead of watching me. I can wear whatever I want. You don't know. Ha ha ha. All right, my robe is red. It is nice and cute and cozy. Put down your red crayon in 3, 2, and 1. Let's find something else to color. Ready? Try to find this one. G-R-A-P. 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 Yes, look at the grapes on the table. Oh my goodness, boys and girls, I love grapes. I really do. My favorite kind are purple. So let's color the purple grapes purple. Find some kind of a purple crayon. There's lots of purple crayons in my box. I have like 3 different colors of purple. So I'm just going to take this color and I'm going to color it. Don't color the leaves purple. Just color the grapes purple. So when I sound out grape, which long vowel do you hear? Grape. Yes, A. You can hear me say A. Grape. Grape has the long A sound. Now, you can hear 4 sounds when I sound out grape. Grape. But it has what at the end if you read it and write it? Yep, there's an E that we cannot hear. There's an E that we cannot hear. Now, if I change the gr in grape to k, k, change the gr to k, what do I have? Instead of grape, I have k, k, cape. Cape. A superhero wears a cape. Sometimes I say, Mrs. Oldham to the rescue, and I should wear a cape. Batman wears a cape. Superman wears a cape, but mostly I just like to eat my grapes. I have finished coloring my purple grapes. Let's do green leaves. Find a green crayon and do some green leaves. Green leaves on my grapes taste so good. Not the leaves, just the grapes. And then do a brown stem for me. A brown stem. All right. Those look like some good grapes. And grapes are good for you, too. Now, let's see if you can find this one. Ready? Huge. 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 Boys and girls, there are two cupcakes on that table. Yummy tummy in my tummy. I can't even. I'm so excited about the cupcakes. One of them is huge. How about you eat the little cupcake and I'll eat the huge one? Okay, that's not nice. We'll share it. Let's color the huge cupcake. Okay, let's do pink. Find your pink crayon and let's put pink frosting on that cupcake. Ready, go. Just color the top part of the cupcake pink. We'll have pink frosting. It is huge. Which vowel sound do you hear in the word huge? Huge. Huge. Yes, you. You can hear me say you. Huge. It is a huge cupcake. We're coloring the top part pink. I'm almost finished. I'll give you 3 more seconds to color the top part pink. 3, 2, 1. And then let's color the bottom part of the cupcake brown. It'll be chocolate. Yum, 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 yum. It's a huge cupcake. Huge. Huge. Now, I can do a nonsense words. Not a lot of words rhyme with huge, but I could do a nonsense silly one if I take the h in huge and change it to t t. Instead of huge, I would have t t huge, which is a made-up word. It's a nonsense word. Okay, boys and girls, we have our huge cupcake colored and we have agreed to share it. That's fine. And now I want you to find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing at the bottom of our page. Ready? On number one, you're going to see a row of pictures. I am going to sound out each picture for you, and you circle it if you hear a long vowel sound. Ready? The first picture is a tag. T-ag. Nope, I don't hear a long vowel sound either. Leave it alone. Our next picture is box. B-ox. B-ox. Nope, leave it alone. I don't hear a long vowel sound. Our next picture is snake. S-n-ake. Yes, I hear A. S-n-ake. So circle the snake. My next picture is bone. B-o-n. Yes, I hear O. B-o-n. Our next picture is sit. S-it. S-it. Nope, leave it alone. And our last picture is nine. N-i. Yes, I hear I. N-ine. So it's a long vowel. Circle it. So you should have circled snake has long A, b-own has long O, and n-ine, nine has long I. Good. Let's try number two. Look at the word. It has an E at the end, so we know the O will be a long O. Let's sound it out. J-oak. Joke. Do you know a funny joke? Let's trace the circle around the O. That's our long O. And then trace the circle around the E. That's our silent E. Move over. We have J space K. What should we put in the space so it will say J-oak? Yes, an O. Write your O. So we have J-O-K. What do we need at the end? Yes, we need an E. And then move over. Let's write joke. J-J-J-O-K. It's a K, not a C. J-O-K-E. Joke. Joke. All right, number three. Let's read this one. I see the E at the end, so we know the A will say a long A sound. L-ate. Late. Do not be late. Trace the circle around the A. That's our long A. Trace the circle around the E. That's our bossy silent E. Late. Move over. We have L space T. We need to spell late. What goes in the space so it will say L-ate? Yes, the letter A. Write your letter A. L-ate. And after the T, we need to write E. You've got it. Now move over. Let's write late again. L-L-A-T-T. E-L-A-T-E, late. All right, let's try number four. We need to write the word fire. Let's sound it out. F-I-R-R. What do we need? E, check it. You should have F-I-R-E, fire. And now let's do number five. That's a rake. We're going to spell rake. Ready? R-R-A-K-K. It's a K, not a C. R-A-K. And we need our E. Check it. You should have R-A-K-E, rake. Boys and girls, we did the entire activity. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.